For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
A whole new week. And you know, something from last week, Peter, we talked about the heat wave, which led us to the Irving Berlin song Heat Wave. And you had known it from one place, and I had told you, well, it really was from 1933, from the Broadway Review As Thousands Cheer.
And then you mentioned another song that Ethel Waters sang. And I think many people listening half attentively might have thought you said Summertime, the Gershwin hit.
Right. The song in As Thousands Cheer is Supper Time. And just a little something more about that show from 1933, which had an extraordinary score. Easter Parade comes from that show. In that show, Ethel Waters introduced both Supper Time and Harlem on My Mind in addition to Heat Wave. And in Supper Time, it sounds as if it's a traditional blues number, my man, he up and left me, that kind of thing. But for the show, each number was preceded by a headline. It was during the Depression. It was a tumultuous period of time in America. And the headline for Supper Time was Black Man Lynched. So it's this very dark and serious number, and then Ethel Waters comes out and she sings a song that on its surface sounds as if it's a torch song. You know, supper time, I should set the table because it's supper time. Somehow I'm not able because that man of mine ain't coming home no more. And the audience has just seen that horrific headline. That's the context of the song. And thanks to YouTube, you can see Ethel Waters perform it. And it's quite phenomenal, that little bit of American theater history. And even to know the great Ethel Waters, I think that though she did do films, she did do both Broadway and the film version of Cabin in the Sky, she was very quickly supplanted by the next generation of African-American women she looked upon with some envy because she had been the pioneer.
And of course, as we did last week, we'll have YouTube links on our web posting at WBFO.org. Segue, Mr. Chase,
yes,
to another web posting that comes up frequently, TheaterTalkBuffalo.com. I think you have outdone yourself with, I'll call it an article, a post, an op-ed piece.
An op-ed piece. Theater's opening immediately. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Yeah, we've been getting some news. The theater's saying they're opening, and sometimes I have my doubts. I said that I think that there is some wishful thinking involved here because we don't know what the pandemic is going to do, and we don't know what New York State is going to allow.
But they're all under tremendous pressure from their subscribers and their major donors. Open, 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 do something.
Oh, not to mention their creditors, because some of them are paying rents and need to have some kind of income. How many fundraisers can you do? Last week, I did take a look at the Bernadette Peters concert. Very engaging, but after a certain point, I began to feel, well, I bet that that was a great concert, but this is a shadow of a great concert. It's not the same as a live theater. Along those lines, too, the Artie Awards, well, we've been waiting. We're ready now to announce the nominees, and you and I will begin to talk about that next week. But in terms of seeing the new shows, Torn Space has one opening at the end of the month, but are we really quite open and up and running?
One theater company does not an arty season make for 2021.
Oh, no, no. I begin to wonder, will there be a season? Or will I be reminiscing about As Thousands Cheer, 1933? I will do that. I do it all the time.
I'd like you to mention, though, every year when there are live Tony Awards, I gather you go to a huge party. And so there's a party where you can, if you want, watch the Tony Awards, but it's not the same as being at the Tony Awards.
Well, I've also been at the Tony Awards a number of times.
Okay.
And you're very, very conscious that you are at a television broadcast. It's funny. The Tonys are a TV show, and they are designed for people to see at home. The best view of the Tonys is at home in front of your television set. But it's interesting to see all the pieces be put together and chaos that happens during the commercials. They do a lot of scolding of the audience because it's all show folk, and they're very badly behaved. Every 10 minutes, they're saying, you're ruining our reverse shots by getting out of your seats. And there are spotters standing all across the back of the orchestra so that when these celebrities get out of their seats, some unemployed equity member in an evening gown runs down and sits in the seat as if it's completely normal. And when you see those people and you have no idea who they are, that's some kind of extra just occupying Rosemary Harris's seat because she went out to talk to Frank Langella, that kind of thing.
It's all very confusing. But again, theater is a live actor in front of a live audience. And if it ain't that, it ain't theater.
Well, it's not. But I'll tell you, having all that experience with live theater, the reason the Tony Awards are the best of those televised awards shows is because they know how to do an event in real time. Coming back from the commercial and being ready and keeping things moving, those Broadway people, they got the memo. Elaine Stritch aside, the rest, they know what to, Bette Midler aside. side. The rest of them know what they're supposed to do. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.